All right, welcome members. Adam plugging in here on Thursday night, the 4th of August, 2022, for the Nightwatch podcast with Adam. I hope you guys are doing fine out there, wherever you may be. Very strange times as we move forward into 2022. It's just flying by. Great to have your support, and thanks so much for that. And everything's up on the website, krazfiles.com. Hi to all the great listeners who are always emailing me and putting up so much great information and letting me know all the latest. It's fantastic. Thanks so much to some of the members who have been putting in some extra payments. That's just amazing. It just helps me so much here. But thank you so much for your ongoing support. It helps me to keep the website up and running and keeps me up here doing these sorts of podcasts and chatting with people. And it's great to see that website, krazfiles.com, out there in the world and getting so much traffic per day onto the website and people seeing all of that. It's amazing. But the members are awesome, and it's so great to have you guys. Get into the members area too. If you're on the website, it's a great little spot. There's a chat room in there, and you can access all the members' content in there as well. And you can save the podcast files as well for your own records or whatever you want to do with them. That's fine. Plenty going up. I've got a bunch of articles, I guess, saved. I saved today, and there's always just so much to cover, isn't there? It's impossible to do it all, so that's why I just jump on here. I should be on with Hugh tomorrow night. I didn't realise, man, it was Thursday already today. I'm lost. Incredible. Hugh should be on with me tomorrow night, if I am correct, but I'll make sure I look into that. And then on Saturday, Scott will be on for an incredible presentation looking at a targeted individual, so it's going to be a great show. And Johnny Cerucci will be back on Sunday as well as we move into another week. Hopefully I can grab Jason as well, I'm not sure. He's pretty busy, but we're always up for a chat here as we move forward. And there's always new things to learn every day, and there's always information coming up. A lot of fear porn and a lot of the mainstream media trying to terrorize and scare the public, and we're on to it and we know about it, but a lot of people out there just that they still don't know, and it's unbelievable to me. But we have to incrementally break it all down and smash it all to pieces, and people must know that there's nothing to be scared of. That they're just the whole system around us that's building this matrix system around it. They're preying on people. They're predators. Absolute predators, you know. And I was thinking today, you know, about these COVID jabs. I was kind of thinking about it to myself, and I'm like, why? Isn't it amazing, you know, that, you know, because I have so many even relatives and close friends that all got them, and I know people, I have friends, you know, that I grew up with, that, you know, I think back to the day with these folks and all the good times we had and going out and having drinks and everything, and now they just went down, they just went over to Sydney. I'm in Sydney, they just went over to the Homebush or wherever, to these pop-up makeshift fucking shitholes with these people who aren't even in the medical field. They're just these people over there with these masks on and shit, jabbing them. You see, you know, and I followed them on Facebook and everywhere. I just catch up, followed some folks that I grew up with and I know, and it was just amazing to me. You know, it's just amazing. I've been thinking about this again today. It really stumps me. You know, these people, these guys that I grew up with and went out with and had fun with and shared time with, and had experiences with and everything, friends, you know, that I no longer speak to anymore, and they're not friends anymore, and I don't really have anything to do with them, you know. I'm just not in that scene or those circles anymore. But it's just so weird how casual they were and how they didn't even question anything. They just went over there. I mean, I wouldn't even want to drive over there. It's a fucking nightmare. I wouldn't want to say, for example, in Sydney to Homebush, where they had that, they had the vaccination, the COVID jab hub, over there in Homebush in Sydney, for example. I wouldn't go anywhere near the place. And there's no parking. It would be a whole day. It would be a whole day. And I looked at some of their posts on Facebook. They were so casual. They got the bus over. You know, they lined up, just looking at their phones. Cool, got my jab. Easy as, breezy. No problems. Japanesey. done. And then, you know, all their other little makeshift and pop-up friends on social media coming in. I'm getting mine tomorrow. Can't wait. Oh, did you get yours? I got mine. You know, oh, it's nothing, is it? You know, and it's like, yeah, no, I can't wait for my second. And I talked to a couple of them, you know. I'm like, you really did it or you're going to do it. And just the breezy attitude is astonishing to me. I sit here and I shake my head in disbelief. I can't work it out. I'm just crazy. How come we and I are so different? I mean, that makes my skin crawl. There's no fucking way that, you know, myself or my loved ones or anyone I care about, you know, are going to go near those needles. That's insane. Why the hell? I mean, why wouldn't, if you believe in some virus that's out there to get you, why wouldn't you just take it one step at a time and say, look, at this moment I'm fine, I don't have anything, I'm still doing day-to-day things and going to work, we'll just see how it goes. You know, if I do get dreadfully ill and I do test positive for it, then I'll take it from there. It's just amazing that so many people, and as I said, these are people that I know, just willingly, without questioning anything, without even thinking, went down there so easily. They just floated on down there. There was no struggle or internal struggle, you know, where you're thinking, oh man, I'm a bit sweaty about this, I'm not sure, you know. They just went in and got it like it was going in and just into a shop and grabbing some takeaway lunch or something, you know. I just sit here and it amazes me. That's all. That I look at myself and probably, you know, I'd love to know how the listeners feel, but I feel like I'm in another planet, another universe. I would never do that. It's insane. I'm not obsessed with health or anything like that, or. Like, it's not a religious thing or anything, it's just, I'm not stupid, you know, I mean, why would I do that, you know what I mean, why would I go down to these places for absolutely no reason when there's nothing wrong with me and I feel completely fine and get these jabs in my arm for absolutely no reason. I don't even know where it comes from, who made it, what's really in it. You know, where it was produced, who produced it, what it's all about. I mean, what are the deeper aspects of this? We know a lot, as I've said on previous podcasts, but, you know, this goes far, far deeper, whatever this stuff is and whatever the technology is and wherever it comes from. I mean, it's just incredible to me. And I was thinking of sitting there quietly today just thinking about this and how amazing that is. And why that we're so different when years and years back we were all hanging out together and having beers and enjoying and growing up and everything like that. And we seemed like so interconnected and such good friends. And then it just seems like you click your fingers or you blink and the years pass by. And then you see these people that you know just doing that. It's so weird to me. It's just so strange. And I asked, because I do still care about some of them. And I just asked a couple here and there, you know, like what tried to get into their mindset a little bit about what they were doing and what they were thinking. And they just didn't care at all. And they're not going to buy anything I tell them. And I'm not going to lecture them. And I'm not going to try and convince them to do anything. It's their life. I'm not going to convince them to do anything. At the end of the day, I have to protect myself and my family and those around me that I care about. You know, I can't. I mean, I don't see these people anymore. I was just really curious, you know, as to what's going on. And it is such a strange situation to me that they are so dim-witted, that they're so slow here, that they can't that they can't work all of this out for themselves. And what amazes me as well is that, you know, they're not even at the beginning of wanting to ask any questions. They're just not here at all. Like, this is what I'm doing now and talking to you guys. What we're doing here on my website is, it's another on another planet. And a lot of these guys have good jobs, better than me. You know, they're smarter than me. It's just, it really is weird. Why do I think the way that I do? And why do you think the way that you do? Why are we not on this wavelength? What makes people that we were so close with and so interconnected with just a few years ago just walk over to these places and get pricked in the arm with these fucking needles? Without knowing anything about them, what they are, what they're made of, where they're made, where they come from, what's in them, nothing. Why am I getting this? Not even spending a day or a few hours even just to go over the basic bullet points as to, okay, why do I want to get this? Maybe I should look into it a little bit more. Just go over and get them. And easy as, mate, cool as, breezy, awesome, thumbs up. Yeah, you getting yours, I'm getting mine. It's really insane to me. And people say, I don't know, man, you know, I mean, it's fine to get up and have a go at people because the thing that shits me, and I've had it with neighbors and things, is that they will attack you for not getting the jabs. And straight away I say to them, look, how would you feel? Do you think that it would be right for me to come over you and bully you to get the jabs? If, you know, or to come over and bully you and ask you why you got them or question you and tell you that you shouldn't get the jabs. They wouldn't like that. I mean, how could they agree that that was a good thing? That if I would just go over all the time to wherever they're working or whatever and bully them and tell them not to get the jabs, don't get the jabs, don't be an idiot, don't be a fucking idiot, don't get the jabs. What are you getting the jabs for? Are you going to get the jab? Well, I can't even speak to you anymore. I don't want you around my house anymore. Don't come over. Would they think that that was a good thing to do? No, they wouldn't. But it's perfectly okay for them to tell you to get the jabs and why you haven't got the jabs. You know, it's really insane. I don't tell them to do anything, but they tell you to do it, and it just amazes me. Some of these people who seem to be on some kind of trip, I guess because they're so brainwashed. And I guess my only way to come up with this would be that they think that you have to get the jab because it's for the greater good. And if you don't do it, you're selfish because, you know, you could infect other people and that's not fair. We all have to do it together. Remember the lockdowns? Just people were saying, stay inside and do what they say so we can all have our Christmas back and we can all go back to our lives. And if you don't listen, we're going to be locked down forever. And we were locked down forever. I remember these fucking ass clowns around who were telling everybody, why are you going outside during the lockdowns? This was just last year. Why are you going outside? Stay inside. Just do what the government says. Do what the health authority said. Say. You know, do what they say. Stay locked down. Just even if it's for a few weeks, do what they say, because if we all do it and we all comply and we do it together, then we'll get out of this quicker. And we didn't. It just went on and on and on and on, but they still wanted you to do it. Fuck you. I'm not doing it. And I never did and I never will. It's just amazing. Amazing. And so you could splinter, you could sort of break apart all the reasons as to why people got these jabs. And there's, you know, I actually have people around that I'm not friends or associated with them. I just meet them, you know, neighbors and things like that. They are like, they're like cult members. They're waiting for the third, waiting for the fourth flu shots, just anything the government tell them to do, anything Kerry Chant tells them to do, anything the TV tells them to do with COVID and their health, they do it, they don't even blink. And when they get sick, or people around them get sick, they can't work out why. And they don't want to work out why, because they're too embedded into the cult-like system. But, you know, there's a lot of reasons. And one of the other reasons, as I just said, is people that I grew up with, people that I know, they just moseyed on down and got the pricks in the arms. And I just want to travel and, you know, I just want to kind of, you know, do what I want to do. And it's just easier to do it and you know, get your life back easy. You know, Faza, just like Shane Warne said, didn't he? And I played that video of Shane Warne. You know, he was up there on UK television doing an interview, just saying when they asked him about the jabs, and he said, just do it. Just do it. Just get it done so we can all go back to our lives quicker. And what happened to him? He hemorrhaged to death after the booster and had blood spurting out of his orifices and out of his mouth like a fucking volcano. You know, and this is happening to a lot of them now. This is happening to a lot of these people now. You know, and it's unbelievable. And I guess that's that was the attitude, especially last year. Just get them, just fucking stop with the nonsense. Get the pricks in the arm, right? And so we can all go back. That's what they were telling you. That's what they were telling you everywhere that you look. They were telling you to do that. Just get the needles. Just go and get them done. Go and get it done. It's like a Band-Aid, right off. Go and get it done. And then we can all go back to our lives and we can go back to the way things were years and years back. But if you don't comply and you keep making a fuss and you don't want the jabs and you don't do what you're told, then it's just going to linger and it's going to make it go on and on and on, and we're not going to be able to go back to our lives. Now look. Now look what's going on. It's an absolute mess. An absolute mess. I just can't believe it anyway, you know. And anyway, you know, today I was just thinking that, you know, like, we do research and we're doing this and we, you know, we're into all this. I get it, but it's why are we so differently wired when it comes to this, you know? I mean, we are not living in a great place. This is not a stable environment. This is a crazy, zany, wacky freak show. It's a circus freak show on this planet. And we have to constantly navigate this system, because there's a lot of beauty as well, and we have to find that beauty and that solitude, and we have to work with it and find our little corners. You know, because if we're constantly worried about what's coming and what's going to happen, you know, I understand that. But, you know, I hear doing this kind of alternative media, I have to report on everything I feel, but I don't let it get to me. I just have to report on everything that is being said. But it doesn't affect me personally because I don't buy into it. I don't allow that into my space. I just feel like I have to report on it, because I know a lot of listeners will hear the same things and they'll see the same things, and then they'll agree with it as well. Because as long as we're living on this planet, in this realm, this kind of propaganda and all this stuff going on and all these things happening, it's going to be there. You can't just wish it away. It's not going to go away. So that's what we always say we have to navigate. We have to navigate through our lives, and we have to make our lives the best that we possibly can. But there's always going to be this darkness there, that's for sure. There's a lot of darkness there, 100%. I'm more kind of like, I'm sort of like, I don't know, sort of like, I get puzzled, like, I don't really... This is a great outlet for me to come up and chat about everything. You know, that's why I like doing the Night Watch podcast. You know, it's different from doing shows with guests as well, because I can just come up here and do what I like and go through whatever and express my personal thoughts and opinions. But I'm kind of a quiet observer, I guess. You know, just out and about the other day, and there were these ladies having coffee, talking, and it's just bullshit. I couldn't believe what they were talking about. I wasn't eavesdropping, they were right there, and it's just rubbish. It's just rubbish. I might as well just go and turn on a soap opera on the TV, and it's the same fucking thing as what they're talking about. It's just draining, stupid nonsense that I can't stand it. If I hear someone having a conversation, I might, that I'm like, oh yeah, that's, I might jump in. I'm just kind of observing things as I move around. I watch things. I watch the media, the mainstream media. I watch everything, and I learn from it, and I absorb it, and try to break it all down. But I don't let it get to me or get negative about it. It does. It does wear you down, and it can get to you. And I've been doing this a lot of years, so I've got pretty thick skin with it. So I don't let it drag me down. And what helps me as well is because I do other things in the day, and having a little one and everything, and being so busy in the day, and trying to keep busy, keep my mind busy and everything. And then, you know, I try to work on the website a little bit, and then I jump in here at night or in the mornings or whenever I'm doing it. Mostly at night I jump on. I'm having some gin now, and I loosen the nuts and bolts up, you know, and get things cranking, and I get in here and I like to just go over this. So, you know, it's I feel like it's a positive thing, because I'm not getting angry about the world around me and sitting in a corner getting really angry about it and not letting it out. That's what happens, and people can snap. I'm coming here and doing this because it's a crazy world. And, you know, yeah, it would be easier just to say, you know what, I'm done. I understand everything, and I'm not doing it anymore. I'm just going to go and live my life and be a hermit. You know, and I'm not going to watch any of it anymore, and I'm not going to do the website, and I'm not going to be up here talking, I'm not going to do anything, I'm just going to disappear. And I get it, but I can't. At this moment, I just can't. There's just, there's that fire in you, you know, there's that will to push forward and go on. And it just, when I look at the difference between people, it really makes me want to go more. Harder, you know, because I just look at these people that are the same as me. We're the same age. We kind of grew up together. We were friends. We were hanging out. We were into the same music and the same things. All of this, you know, and then suddenly years later, we're just on opposite sides of the universe. And I'm just shaking my head at them. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Is this because they watch the mainstream media? Is this because they've been brainwashed? Because we kind of had the same upbringing, we were really similar. Why have I gone this way and they've gone that way? What makes, like, two people the same age and pretty much grow up together and be friends and everything just go and get these pricks in their arm and me not? We kind of had the same educations and upbringings. Why am I thinking this way and they're thinking that way? Isn't it strange? Anyway, I could rattle on here all night, but there's business to attend to. It's just weird. It's things. I'm a guy that gets I get puzzled. I can't fit things in my mind sometimes. It's just strange. And, you know, it's like, it's their personal lives. I don't care, you know, they do whatever you want. I don't see them anymore. It's just puzzling to me, you know what I mean? I mean, if someone says, Adam, you know, you're going to come into this place tomorrow, we're going to put you up against a wall and blow your fucking head off, would that be okay? I'm not going to do it. I mean, It's strange. What if you were down the park, sitting there eating a sandwich or feeding the pigeons, and some weirdo in an overcoat came up with a needle and wanted to prick you in the arm? You know, I mean, what if someone just came up to you in the street and pricked you with a needle? I mean, people would be horrified. You know, like, it's just, but. These people that I'm saying, they'll just go over to these makeshift pop-up fucking clinics with these people who have no authority or background in health whatsoever, with these white cloaks and masks and head shields on, and prick them in the arm based on an absolute fucking lie. It is unbelievable to me that they don't have the ability to to think about what's really going on here. It's strange that we're all just so different. You know, it could be two people and they just could almost look the same and be the same age and wear the same clothes and come from the same backgrounds and everything, and they can be just so different in the way that they see the world and the way that they think. You know, and this is possibly a vibrational thing, you know. This is probably a vibrational thing, you know, an energy thing, and maybe we're just being kind of like downloaded. I would suggest great members sent me a video yesterday. I put it up. It's in the breaking news with Max Egan, with Jason Brashears. Have a listen to that. He's an intense guy. And look, I'm not up to speed with a lot of that, but it was great to listen. And I looked at the website and stuff, and everything, and it's good information. You know, this whole thing, you know, projecting our consciousness or whatever is, you know, that our true selves is, you know, are projecting this avatar into this realm, and, you know, and that we don't see it or get it. We get so grounded, I guess, and I've always said that. We get so grounded, we think that this is it, that this is all there is, that this is it, this is really me, because we're so ego-driven. But we could be very well just a projection. And that plays into what I've always said that here, you know. I look at the planet and the flat Earth theme and all of this, and I think at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. Where we are, we just know that where we are is not what they say it is. You know, that's the important thing, that we know that. And the simulation theory, that we're in some kind of simulation, makes perfect sense to me. Go back, if you're for the members, you can go back, have a listen to the podcast I did with Anthony Peak, a really interesting guy. I'd love to try and get him on again, but he's just so super busy. It's impossible, but I did do some podcasts with him, and I've got a couple of his books, and I've got his first book as well, which is really fascinating. It's really amazing. He is a real researcher and scientist, and you know, these guys are real physicists. You know, it's real physics. You know, that's why they get discarded from the so-called real science world. You know, moon landings and NASA, give me a fucking break, and International Space Station, no fucking way. What they're telling us is not real. And so, you know, I think people get so grounded and so stuck or so stubbornly stuck in the idea that this is me, that this is me, that this is all there is, and, you know, that kind of atheist outlook, and, you know, perhaps we're just a projection in some kind of game, learning and building and, you know, for the greater good, which is our true selves. Now, there was an interesting piece, if anyone, so, you know, wants to watch through that and have a listen. I found it really interesting. I do like Max's work. I know, you know, some people might be up in the air, I don't know, but I do, whenever I watch Max Egan's videos, I tend to pretty much connect with what he's saying, man, I've got to say. You know, I would have to say personally here, I support the man. I think he's a great researcher. There's a few shades of grey there, but his research is really solid. And that guest that Max had on there was really cool. So check that out anyway. We are living in a strange world, aren't we? It's almost cartoon-like. And these fucking people, man. These people in this world, like, they're so ghastly and so dark and so weird. And they don't care. As long as everything can be all about them and their egos. And their money, and they can make more money and have more sex and more of this stuff, you know. And you wonder is that a vessel, like a car out of control that has no idea where it's going and it's just gone, it's going to smash to pieces, or are they in control and they know exactly what they're doing because they're part of some, you know, bigger club that we're not invited to? Some of them, like this guy, and I hate bringing this up, I just thought that it adds a little bit of comedy into the podcast, and look, it doesn't affect me, and I hate bringing it up, it's mainstream media news, but it just gives me tools to make points, to look at what's kind of going on in this world, and how these people live, and what they are, and looking at everything around me, because, you know, I feel like I'm always constantly learning, and I feel like it would be stupid just to go one way and think that I know everything. I don't fucking know anything. I'm still learning. And, you know, that's why I watch everything. I'm that kind of personality, but I know a lot of people, a lot of the listeners are probably very different. It's just my type of personality allows me to go into all these realms and look at all this stuff, you know, everything, no matter what it is, no matter how wicked, no matter how bad. I kind of want to know about it and work it out in my head, you know, and find my true path and work out what's right and what's wrong, and try to connect with that inner self, that guiding light, you know, a lot more than I used to. And I'm glad I'm here, to be honest, you know, and like that, you know, it could be much you know, far different. But looking at the Australian mainstream media, this one from the Daily Mail Australia, this is about Kyle Sanderlands. He's the radio host in Sydney. He does the Kyle and Jackie O radio show. Anyway, Kyle and... It's breakfast radio. They continue to hold the biggest breakfast numbers in a single market, with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of listeners, all around the country, I guess, and they're huge in Sydney. I mean, this is Kyle and Jackie O radio show in Sydney. I've listened in a couple of times, although it's painful. I've just listened in a couple of times to you know, just to get my bearings and take a few notes and everything. And they've in well, this is from. Let me pull up this. The Kyle and Jackie O show retains its number one spot in Sydney FM breakfast ratings. So. KISS 106.5 FM, the Kyle and Jackie O show, is Sydney's most popular breakfast radio show. According to the surveys that were done, it's got the top spot. Into 22 as well. This disgusting pig, you know, with his little slutty blonde-haired girlfriend getting all the titties done and everything like that, and the fake lips and everything, you know, these people are demons. It's the number one radio show, though. I was just trying to get some, because I had them before, and I don't think they're going to tell me, but they had some. It's interesting if you look at this, though, folks. Like, this is just mainstream media stuff, but it's saying, you know, 3.3% of the audience share, and, you know, look at this one. Look at this one. Today FM's Hughesy, Ed and Erin grew by 0.5% to 3.3% in audience, 33. And while Nova, with Fitzy and Whipper, these are the drongos that used to be on Big Brother or whatever, look at this, the 96.9s. Nova's 96.9. Are you seriously? That's a 666. The 969. The two upside down nines, 666. It's just amazing. As soon as you start looking at the numbers and you go into this, it's incredible what they're telling you. Last year, Kyle and Jackie were paid $5 million a year each to host the FM breakfast show. Now, just try to comprehend that. $5 million each. $10 million all up. $10 million. The two of them are paid to get on there on breakfast radio with everything set up for this disgusting pig. He just walks in and everything's set up. He's got his golden microphone. He's off his brain. And he sits in front of it with his headset. And he wafts on and they just play music. And all of this for a couple of hours. And they get $5 million each. And I think it's more now. This is massive salaries in Australia. Massive salaries. I mean, I can't even comprehend that. It's really beyond belief. I don't even want to look at this demon. Anyway, this article that came out today, the heading of this is Kyle Sanderlands. We'll see you now. Radio host Kyle reveals plans to build a secret sex room in his new mansion. So Kyle Sanderlands is looking to ramp up his sex life. During Thursday morning's Kyle and Jackie O show, the 51-year-old radio host discussed the idea of building a sex room in his newly purchased home as a renovation. The room is said to be situated behind a secret door linked to the home library. And they talked about the room after both watching the new Netflix series, How to Build a Sex Room. Well, this is really unbelievable content, isn't it? A show which features luxury interior designer Melanie Rose, who looks like a man, I'd probably say a dude, as she or he creates sex rooms for couples looking for more excitement in the bedroom. Kyle was taken by surprise when Jackie revealed she had invited Melanie on the radio show to discuss the sex rooms. So he's got a bit of a stiffy about this, and he wants to build a sex room. Kyle also noted that the room would need to be soundproof as he is expecting his first child. Oh, what a lucky child that is. And doesn't want to have to hear the newborn crying while he's smashing the missus. I mean, can you believe these disgusting, filthy predators? He doesn't want to have to hear the newborn baby crying while he's smashing his missus, doggy style, in his sex room, while he's got a pile of cocaine. These poor kids, what did they do to deserve to come back into this earth realm and get stuck with this fucking wanker? He's also talking about bringing sex toys into the bedroom. This is Australian, the biggest radio station in Australia, folks. This is where I'm going here. I was taking the little one to her swimming. It's a very small family-run swimming place, just so she learns those skills. And it was a couple of weeks ago. We go early, around seven in the morning, and that was on the car on the radio. Kyle and Jackie O was on for the breakfast radio, and it was all dildos and Kyle's dick and how big his dick is and dicks and dicks and dicks and all of this, and these stupid drongo listeners ringing in, and they're all gloating about how wonderful they are, and it was just amazing. But you know, like, other people would just get really angry about that, but I just computed and I just think, fucking hell, where are we? This is really crazy. It's like a zany Simpsons episode. That's why you can't take it seriously, folks. That's why I don't take it seriously. I just think that I'm in some wacky cartoon and I'm laughing at them. You know what I mean? And so in this article, they're boasting about his new mansion in the bushland. And I mean, one bedroom is bigger than where I'm living now, the entire place. Absolute mansion, absolute unbelievable opulence. I mean, the kitchen's bigger than my entire place. it's incredible. And he says that he deserves it because he works so hard. And here he is saying he's a father, and he's talking about bringing a couple of dildos into the room and not wanting to hear the baby cry. This is Morning Breakfast Show in Sydney, Australia, where this guy is talking about rooting his partner in a sex room using sex toys and dildos because he wants to drown out the baby that they're going to have crying. This is on Sydney Radio Live, and this is the biggest radio station in this country. I'm saying this because it deeply concerns me that so many people in this country are supporting and listening to this satanic filth, this devil, this demon, and this witch, conjuring up this black magic through the radio every morning in this fucking disgusting filth. And I can't believe that it's so popular. And the reason that it is popular really is a warning to me we need to start looking at this. This is not just about fun and games. These people are very sick. They're possessed. Well, because I'm a man's man, he says. This guy says that he's a man's man. And I like the meat to do all the work, he said. Every now and then, if I'm not performing well, I'll throw her the old battery vibrator. And there you go, sweetie. The group then tried to broaden Kyle's ideas and talked about what kind of apparatus would work for him, as well as whether or not he was into role-playing, like BDSM, that's like bondage. I don't imagine Kyle Sanderlands dressed up as a gimp and slapping that big, fat, wide ass with a paddle. I don't like the hitting and the paddles and the whips. I'm not into that, he said, before explaining that he used to get flogged by his stepfather. It triggers me, the former big brother. Well, I guess you've got sexual abuse here. Didn't Janice Barcelo say that? She did say that on the show, didn't she? If you listen back to that, she said that all these, not just homosexuals, but these kinds of people that are into all this sick sexual stuff, there is always sexual violence and abuse in their childhood, always. And Janice said that, and here you go. It triggers him, so there you go. And unbelievable, this is playing out on Australian radio. And I think imagine having radio where we could do more, you know, and we could have our channels out there, and you just can't ever see it happening. They're not going to allow it. This is how these creatures control the planet. They control the TV and the radio waves. That's how they've always done it. And they completely control it, 100%. They control it. And so no one else has a say or can come in. And they use propaganda and gloss and colour and everything and big celebrities and money and flash. And it's all fake and it's all bullshit. And they use that to ensnare and trap the mindsets of the people. And as they suck them all in. So here we have a Netflix program where they're building sex rooms. And I'm looking at the video of this, that's definitely a transsexual. He's quite older as well. Anyway, unbelievable. So they're joking about Kyle's penis and all this kind of animal sex sort of things going on and mirrors and all this on Australian Breakfast Radio, the biggest radio in Australia. Last month, Kyle dropped $3 million on an 8-bedroom Sydney mansion, which he plans to turn into a Hampton-style home. Isn't that wonderful? So he's bought another mansion. It's a different mansion. He's going to turn it into a Hampton-style mansion, even though this is Australia and not the Hamptons. But it doesn't matter. $3 million. This is for this fucking disgusting fat fucking pig who's possessed by the devil to go into a room every morning and crap on with this blonde bitch and talk about this shit, and that's what he gets paid. And yes, it is unfair, and it is unbelievable that Australians are putting up with this, and that Australians in such massive numbers, who are all jabbed up, are supporting this fucking filth. It really is unbelievable. And you know what? I would never allow myself to be that big anyway. Even if I was him, I can't. I guess they lose themselves in the illusion, you know, and with the money and everything. And as I've always said, once you enter this realm of earning so much money, you enter the Masonic devil realm, and they've got you, you know, and you become possessed. They got you, man. How many homes does this guy have? They're currently living in Bellevue Hill in Sydney. I'm assuming this is the most expensive place that in Sydney for the moment. And they just went on a holiday to Port Douglas. And she's all over him. The young one, I'm sure, he'll probably have a massive heart attack, the fat pig, and she'll get all the money and all these houses and everything like that. Isn't this incredible, folks, how much money these radio guys earn? Isn't it unbelievable? Isn't it incredible? I swear to God, my pockets are empty. It's just, boy. Oh, my God. We just finished paying off our car, which... you know, it's like, wow, that's like a celebration, you know, we were so happy. I mean, I just can't believe the opulence and the money these people earn. I mean, when we work so hard, how insignificant something like this is, you know, with just a few members and doing a podcast and having the Crass Files website and doing alternative media. I mean, we are just, I mean, in my book, we're so far beyond these people I know. You know, because we know the truth and what we're doing is the real deal. I know that. I'm just saying, if I look into cartoon land, these people, I mean, because this is what everybody's listening to in the mornings. Everybody's listening to this. They love it. And I kind of think, how many are there out there like us? Like, how many people look at this stuff and just think that it's the most disgusting vile venom, you know, and understand what I'm saying here. I mean, because it's just incredible. It really is incredible, folks. Unbelievable times, isn't it? I just kind of wanted to bring that up to look at these people, and I look at them and I just think, whoa, you know, we're just so different, so completely different, but we're all human, right? It's just so amazing. I guess they have everything at their disposal, just the world that gets offered to them, and the money and the opulence and the housing and the holidays and the lavish dinners and the what these people have at their fingertips, servants and mansions and holiday mansions and holidays. It's just really for just getting up there on a radio station and talking about their dicks, and you know what I mean, playing music that's not even theirs, playing music and songs that's just like, and then coming on just with a microphone like I have now and crapping on about absolute nonsense and just having millions of listeners and just millions and millions of dollars thrown at them every single second of the day. I mean, this guy's bank account is endless. He doesn't even have to worry about how to pay this week's bills like all of us do. and how we're going to keep afloat. There's no limit to their bank accounts. It just keeps coming. There's no way they can spend that money. $1 million, $3 million is just nothing to them. And it's like if you came here from another planet or another dimension, you would think, well, what do they do? Like, what do they do to do that? And it's like they just sit on a chair and talk in a microphone on a radio station. Why do people put up with that? I don't know. You know? I don't know, man. It's crazy, isn't it? People will say, oh, you know, Adam, you're jealous of this. And, you know, so it doesn't bother me at all, man. Honestly, I wouldn't want to be there. I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to do it. And if I had that kind of money, man, I'm just thinking of what I could do, you know, with that. What we could do with it, you know, and how we could help. But, you know, imagine these people, like their lifestyles and when they go out and when they have people around them, they're just all users. They're not there because they're actually real friends, you know what I mean? They're all like just sucking the life out of you. Everyone's there for something for themselves, you know? I mean, they're all just a bunch of egotistical users. On ego trips, you know what I mean? I mean, that kind of lifestyle. They're all so sarcastic and nasty to one another. They all pretend like they're friends, but they're also like sly. And there's no truth in any of it, you know. It's like it's a cold world once you have that kind of money. They think they're better than everybody else, but, you know, I wouldn't want that life anyway. I just wouldn't want it. I'm glad I don't have it, honestly. I just want the basics and to do this and a roof over my head. I'm fine as long as you keep your health and my little one's okay and our family's okay. That's fine. You know, it's like, you know, if you need to have these mansions and do all that. But, you know, what they're doing is they're spreading filth and lies. So they're working for the devil. That's the way that I see it. Maybe I'm wrong. What do you reckon, folks? Am I wrong? But he's working for the devil. And that is mainstream media radio. When you go in and you do these multi-million dollar contracts with these Masonic radio stations with all these 33s and 66 and 666s and all these numbers and everything, they're Freemasons and they're devils, they're demons. And then once you have that kind of opulence and that kind of money, I feel like you enter that realm. So like, we're all seemingly in this world together, but I think there's different ways that you can exist. And I think there's different frequencies, different hallways, if you will. You know, I think these people go down a completely different road to us. They're not receiving the same, you know, harmonies, the same, they don't have the same balance, they don't have the same frequencies coming through, shining through that we do. They don't have the same protection, and they don't have the same anything. They seem so high, and with all their money and opulence and everything, and they just seem so high and mighty, but really they're just rotten to the core. And I look at them, I don't even want to be around them. They would probably make me feel sick. And that's fine, so be it. It doesn't get to me, and I don't want to be them, and I'm not angry about them. I'm working things out in my life here as we move forward. I'm just working things out and how things are and where everything sits and why people act the way that they do and what all this means, because it's just paper money. It isn't anything. It buys you more and more and more, but everything that it buys you is an illusion. If this is a projection, then it's an illusion. So that isn't important, because, you know, with that paper money, you can buy bigger buildings and build bigger things, and you can have all this stuff and all these toys and go here and there, and you can have all these big rooms and marble floors and sex rooms and dildos and all this stuff. You know, but it's just an illusion. It's not real. It's not really there. It's a projection, right? So, you know, you got to look at that projection coming out, and what is that feeding back to your true self? I'd say it's really killing off your true self when you're in that way, as I've always said, you're de-evolving. You're not growing spiritually, so does that mean that you're going to be stuck in that, Ferris wheel, that vicious circle, round and round and round for lifetimes and lifetimes? Does this mean this fat prick is going to come back in his next life and go for the same thing? You know what I mean? I feel like myself here and all of us listening, we're progressing. And it may seem sometimes like we're doing it tough, but I don't think so. I think that our experiences and everything that we're learning from them. That's the thing that the media, the mainstream media and these people, really, if I look at it and I were to put a positive spin on this, I would say that they're teaching us. Now, you tell me if you think that I'm wrong, but I look at these people as teachers, and people will say, I don't agree with you, Adam, that's ridiculous. But I think it is true, because I look at someone like Kyle Sandilands, and I look at what he's doing, and I look at what this article's telling me, and I look at all these people listening to this radio and how much money these people make and what he's doing with that money and talking about this filth. Even when he's talking about bringing a child into this earth, how he's talking about dildos and screwing his wife and not wanting to hear the screams of the child, that is fucking horrible. And it is horrible, folks. And these are horrible demonic entities. I understand that. But, you know, I look at him and I think, this guy's teaching me, you know, and he's making me want to be a better person and understand what putrid evil really is and what not to be. And I'm glad that I recognized that in this lifetime. And if I didn't cover this, I wouldn't know. I hope that makes sense. Where are we, folks? Let's have a look at what we've got. And, you know, I was looking at some things today, some videos going up, you know, it's some crazy, man. Like, if you look at, you know, things are going to get tougher and tougher in Australia. You know, and they really are. They're going to get really tough. This little pervert prime minister, is that what they call him, a prime minister? Albanese in Australia, they're working with the Greens and these independents, as I said. Now, right now, they've already passed. They're going to bring in these new emission laws and targets, you know, like they're doing to the farmers over in Europe and stuff. It's just about to hit here. I said that on other podcasts. They're coming for your farms, they're coming for your houses, they're coming for your pensions. They're going to take away everything. As Klaus Schwab said, you will have and you will own nothing, and you will be happy because we will tell you to be happy, and you won't have a soul anymore. You won't have a car and you won't have anything that's yours. Nothing will be yours. Maybe later, if you want to live longer, you'll have to come and beg us. Because who wants to die without a soul? Anyway. What was I talking about? I've forgotten. I was talking about the so-called prime minister and... Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry, folks. I was looking at some videos going up on Telegram today. And keep in mind, I saw some other info going up there actually saying that, you know, anyone who's over on Telegram and speaking their mind, who have the ability to think for themselves, the Australian government and the Australian media are saying that basically... if you've moved off Facebook and their platforms and you don't agree with them and you're thinking for yourself and you're putting up your own material and you're getting groups involved and you're having discussions, they're basically saying that you're a terrorist. And I saw that today. They're basically saying that you're a terrorist and that you're dangerous. You're a white supremacist, right? You're a Nazi and you have the Nazi symbol tattooed on your back or your forehead. And you're acting all aggressive and you want to kill people. This is what they're saying, see? Because the mainstream media and the government and these social media platforms like Zuckerberg and his Meta Facebook bullshit, he didn't create that, folks. Come on. That's military, CIA, military shit. They don't like that so many people are moving over to other platforms. They don't like it, and people are having conversations and group meetings in there. They don't like that I'm doing this now, you know. As I said, the system is a pervert. Big Brother is a pervert, and it can't stand if you've moved into another room where they can't hear you. They're trying to put glasses up against the wall and look, what's he saying? What is he saying? They're trying everything they can, listening under the doors, trying to get into the door, trying to crawl up on the roof, look through the skyline, watch you having a shower, get into your computer, get into your gadgets. They're trying to do everything they can to get into your life to find out what you're saying about them, because they can't stand it, because the system knows that you hate them. You hate it. And it can't stand it, because Big Brother is a pervert, and it's trying to get into your life. It's trying to seep into your life to find out what you're saying about it. It's driving it mad. You know what I mean? So they're just going to call us terrorists now. I don't give a fucking shit. I don't give a fucking shit. I've got nothing to hide. And pretty much everything we put out is public. Except for this is just for members' content. But you know, we've got channels over there as well. Anyone can say whatever the hell they want. I don't care. Everything that I'm reporting on, I believe to be the truth, and everything that I'm saying, I put my heart into, and I believe it to be the truth. Otherwise, I wouldn't be saying it. So I'm not going to hide anything. I don't give a shit what the mainstream media or the government say, because they're all fakers and they're all possessed, and I don't give a shit. To be honest. Anyway, going back there, I was just saying that I was looking at some videos going up on Telegram of what's happening around the world, and it's really crazy. It's really sad, and it's mad. I think there's going to be civil war. It's crazy. I was looking at Argentina. Argentina is collapsing again. Financial collapse. It's already happened to them. They took all their money. Argentina was known as the, you know, like Buenos Aires was the tango. Beautiful part of the world. Wonderful people. I've been there many times. The Argentina is so beautiful. When you go down to Patagonia in the south of Argentina, it's like Switzerland. There's mountains and lakes and hot springs and skiing and fuck, it's gorgeous. Glaciers. That just, you can go and see these glaciers that are just growing and breaking in front of your eyes, you know. Wonderful people, wonderful food and wine, and I loved being there. It was an amazing wild place. And the first time I went there, which was when would that be? Is probably back around 2000. I mean, around 2000. You know, one Argentinian peso was equal to one US dollar. It was quite expensive, actually, to travel there, more than Chile and other countries, you know, and spent a bit of time there. And Buenos Aires was known as the Paris of the South. Argentina was a very, very wealthy country. At one point, and they got obliterated. I don't know if you guys ever looked into that, but the big bankers just basically took their money and closed the banks, just ruined them. It was just terrible. Took everything from them, and they've never come back since. And they've had a bunch of corrupt, presidents in there. And any presidents that they've had that have tried to do the right thing have been taken out. There's been a war on South American presidents who have tried to, like Colonel Gaddafi and many others, who have tried to fight against the big bankers and the system. They've just taken them out, or as Hugo Chavez got this terminal cancer, and many other leaders there got these cancers, part of a directed energy weapons, possibly, beamed at them. They were given these terminal diseases and cancer, which they couldn't cure, and they died off. So this goes way back. There was a coup in Argentina, and of course a dictatorship and a coup in Chile started around 1972, where they implemented Augusto Pinochet. I've talked about that many times, to get rid of Salvador Allende, which was the former Chilean president, who was like a father to the people there, who wanted to, you know, take a stranglehold of their own resources and do their own thing their way. And they didn't, the outside forces, they didn't like that. And they came in and murdered him and put in a dictator and took control of the country. They've had control ever since. That's the way it is all over the world. There's probably nowhere anymore after Gaddafi's gone. I wouldn't think there's anywhere that is not under control of these big Zionist bankers, right? Under full control. There's nowhere to go, folks. And any of these people, they just kill them off. The last time that I was in Argentina a few years ago, it was really run down, broken down. It was really sad, actually. And I went down to some of the same mountain places, and it was just wasn't the same. And their money was worthless, you know. Like you, it was really funny when I was first there. You just, as I said, one peso was like one US dollar, and you didn't need much. And then this last time that I was there, you almost needed to have a backpack of money, and it would only just buy you a meal. You know, that inflation, and it just and now it's really, really bad. It's really, really bad there. It's so you've got a country where their economy is collapsing, their money is worthless, it's not even worth burning, and the government are putting in Klaus Schwab's Great Reset agenda and Bill Gates's agenda, and they're hiking up the prices of fuel and food and everything, and people can't even afford anything. And so now you're going to get riots and looting, and this is probably all going to plan, where they're going to force the people to destroy themselves. But what else can they do but fight back? I mean, I think that when you have that kind of situation where people are going, fighting back like this, it could go either way. It's hard to tell. But really sad to see in that country what's going on. It's absolutely crazy. I saw some videos where they got people are breaking into where they're storing food, and this is a very crazy situation in Argentina and many countries. I'm seeing these videos where there's really heavy stuff happening. And as I said before, I'm just talking about about Kyle Sanderlands, who just lies on national radio and talks about his dick, and he's buying multi-million dollar mansions and building sex rooms while these countries are getting flushed down the toilet, you know what I mean? And it, as a real human being, it upsets me, and it makes me angry to see this, this kind of people doing this and then looking at what other people are going through. And I guess it's all part of our experience and learning. I have to take a deep breath, and try to work our way through this, because there's tough times ahead. Tough times ahead, isn't it? I didn't realize that the first part of the show would take so long tonight, folks. Really over my time. It's hard, isn't it? There's so much to go over. And this article from The Defender was really good. Maybe one of the members posted this. I was just talking about this the other night. Just going into the profits of the pharmaceutical corporations and the new generation of mRNA or beyond, technology, and how they may change this, obviously from needles to some other ways of getting it into the body. This one's Pharma Eyes Big Profits in Nasal Vaccines. Should we really spray nanoparticles so close to the brain? Vaccine manufacturers set their sights on nasal vaccines at least two decades ago, but so far product development has remained sluggish as scientists acknowledge that only a thin line separates the nasal cavity from the brain. Yeah, I was talking about this, wasn't I? According to our World in Data, more than 12 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered around the world, all via injection. I was just reading today that the Australian government are ordering thousands and thousands of doses of monkeypox injections for the monkeys, who are too stupid to comprehend what's going on, and they're going to get those as well. So they're getting monkeypox injections, they're getting flu shot injections, and they're getting COVID-19 injections and booster injections. God knows how they're still alive. Trying to soften up the American public for an endless parade of COVID-19 boosters and other vaccines, Anthony Fauci is now alleging the job is not done and the jabs don't protect overly well. Fauci made his job is not done statement at a recent White House gathering of scientists, doctors, and federal health officials convened to brainstorm next generation COVID-19 vaccines. You know, I was talking about that on the last podcast, how they're all meeting on the White House lawn. Nasal sprays that people would shoot into their sinuses are one of the options put forth as a potential game changer, the theory being that they would offer easy access to a key part of the immune system and generate protection that one journalist colorfully described as both a motion detector and an alarm system. The nasal route offers advantages for manufacturers too, including convenience, cost, ease of administration and disposal, and at least hypothetically increased odds children and adults with extreme fear of medical procedures involving injections or needles will accept them, because it's just a spray up, a squirt up the nose, right? I mean, the thing is, to me, that the whole process, no matter how you look at it, is dehumanizing and humiliating. When you're getting injected with a needle in the arm, it's humiliating. And when you're holding a kid's head back and you're squirting this stuff up their nose, it's humiliating. You know? What's next? They're going to tell people to scoop things out of their bums? You know? I mean, it's just unbelievable. How can they humiliate human beings more than sticking a plastic nozzle up people's noses and spraying these chemicals and nanoparticulates into people's brains, or near their brains, or definitely into their blood-brain barriers? I mean, this is absolutely insane. All the nerve endings and how sensitive that area is, you know. Although nasal vaccines have been a glimmer in vaccine manufacturers' eyes for at least two decades, product development has for the most part remained sluggish, as we said. Another factor blamed for the slow progress of nasal vaccines of the potential mucosal vaccines involving oral, ocular, rectal or vaginal delivery is the scarcity of optimal delivery systems. So that's what I was just saying, folks, vaginal delivery and oral or rectal. So, you know, they're going to move from humiliating you by injecting you in the arm to spraying it up your nose, to spraying it in the eye of your penis, to or scooping or spraying or squirting or shoving something up your bum or in your vagina. And people will do it. Because everything's inverted. undaunted vaccine scientists wedded to a nasal assault are now declaring nanotechnology will save their bacon. But how are members of the public, even those who are needle-averse, likely to feel about the fact that scientists are quite intentionally engineering supercharged nasal vaccines and a panoply of other nose-to-brain drugs to circumvent the blood-brain barrier and storm the brain? Storm the brain. Okay. So they've injected us into our bloodstream, and now they're going after directly going after the brain with this dust. Nasal flu vaccines are bust. Is worth noting that no nasal vaccines have passed muster with the US Food and Drug Administration since 2003, when the agency licensed FluMist, the first live influenza vaccine marketed in the US. FluMist was developed by MediImmune, a company acquired by AstraZeneca in 2007 to mark its formal embrace of biologicals. One wonders whether AstraZeneca considers its FluMist acquisition worthwhile. In 2009, only a few months after the FDA endorsed a swine flu version of the nasal vaccine, AstraZeneca had a recall nearly 5 million doses for reasons of lost potency. Then during the 2016 and 2017 and 2017 and 2018 fake flu seasons, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, give me a break. They're causing diseases. They're making people sick. They're not preventing anything. They took FluMist off its recommended list because no protective benefit could be measured. So nanoparticles to the rescue to better the lukewarm performance of nasal vaccines. Vaccine scientists have turned to the use of nanotech improved delivery systems that enhance antigen stability in the harsh mucosal environment. Nanoparticles and nanoemulsions are core features of the dozen or so nasal vaccines that have made it into preclinical or clinical trials. Already in 2005, authors were communicating considerable excitement within the nanotechnology field with regard to the potential use of nano systems as carriers for mucosal vaccine delivery, and especially as a strategy for strengthening the vaccine's capacity to cross biological barriers. Now, with the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 shots having at long last broken the ice with their lipid nanoparticle delivery systems, the developers of nasal vaccines are raring to enter the fray. So the LNPs are mRNA vaccine markers. We talked about that, didn't we? Being marked through the blood tests. Declared solution for their technology's notorious instability in nasal vaccines, the use of LNPs or similar nanosystems would have the same goals: to facilitate transport of the vaccine's payload across the nasal cavity and protect it from degradation in the biologic environment. Boy. Money, money, money. Man, this equals a lot of money, doesn't it? Anyway, I can put that up for you to read. And, I think that this is where they're going. You know, I think this is where they're going. You know, it's quite obvious, isn't it? Then, in that way, we would just look at the vaccine needle as a training tool, just like the phones. And yeah, it may go on for decades, but it's worth it to the system who's doing this, right? Because if you're enduring the pricks of these needles for decades and decades, people are going to be so welcoming to the introduction of these new generation mists where you just spray it up your nose. You know what I mean? They put you through hell for a long, long time. And they create fear and panic and doubt. But in that same way, people, they still create belief in the medical system. So even though people don't like getting the needle, they still believe at their core that it's going to help them. So what they're doing is they're punishing you, but at the same time, you feel like you're getting help at the same time. You know what I mean? You feel like it's a good thing, but it's a bad thing. This is psychological torture, man. This is trauma. This is breaking down the human mind and psyche. Unbelievable levels of manipulation. They're torturing you, but they're offering you the solution at the same time. So you do it, you're hot and cold. And you do it for years and years and years and decades. And then the technology grows and it grows, and then they say, poof, out of the darkness, we have this now. You just squirt it in your nose. Isn't that better than getting stabbed in the arm? So after years and years, or decades and decades, or centuries of abuse, you know, where your body is being abused and raped, but at the same time, you're happy with it because you think it's helping and fixing you, at the end of the day, and they've conjured up this, squirt, squirt, I'll take it. So people are being trained into this type of enslavement in such a manicured and perfectly mannered way. It's executed in such diabolical terms. They're training people into enslavement. They're training you into accepting the final outcome. Basically, you know. And that's what they're doing. Of course people are going to want to get a squirt up the nose and not go down and get those jabs. You're squirting something directly into your brain and into your blood-brain barrier, as they work to break down the human species and turn us into machines. This is their next frontier. See, humans are complicated. The body is extremely complicated, and they're going to break it all down. It's not just the emotional part. It's not just the blood work and everything that we've been talking about. Now they're going for the brain directly. You know? So train them into the vaccines. Whoever lives to see the day, then we train them with the mists. Spray it up the nose. Then what's next? People can't see it. They can't see it. And this is all being done via a lie. They are killing our souls. They are killing us based on a lie. And they are getting us to do it to ourselves. They're getting people to hold the handgun and to point the handgun at their heads and pull the trigger. And they're making them think that they want to do it and they need to do it. It's unbelievable to me that people aren't breaking all of this down. It really is incredible, folks. It's really incredible. They're getting us to kill ourselves. They're breaking down everything that makes us special and that makes us up. They're tearing it all to pieces and they're breaking through the walls to gain full control. But they're getting us to do it to ourselves because they know that they can't do it. So we're doing it for them. And then once it's done, we're just easy meat. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely incredible. We are being trained. And one thing I will say about this system, this beast system, boy, it's patient. This is a patient predator. This is a patient predator. It has all the patience in the world. It will wait lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes, if it has to incrementally feed on and break down the human system to completely control it. And once that happens, we're gone. It is incredible that more people can't see this, but we can, and that's the important thing. And if we can see it, that means that their evil frequencies can't hurt us. They can't. They can't. What have I been saying on the podcast? It's awareness. Awareness is the key. Their system can't affect us. We must not let it affect us. It can't. Can't. We know better. We know better. And we're not going to allow this. Let's hope that more and more people start coming on side and they start to understand what's going on here. We are being walked into our own enslavement. And once we're walked into our own enslavement, then basically that's it. They're going to take people's souls away, man. This is unbelievable what's happening. And you know what? There's people that I know, they will take these sprays up the nose. They will take these sprays up the nose. Humanity is very deeply lost. Very deeply lost. And that's okay. We're not. And we have to learn from that. There's a lot to learn. I think in everyday things. You know what I mean? Everyday things. I go down the beach and I just look at the waves breaking and it's just miraculous. It's unbelievable. I look at the trees in the wind blowing back and forth and the leaves being ripped and blowing this way and that way. I look at the trees and the sun coming through them in the afternoon. And the belt of light splitting off in all different directions. You know? Go down to a still pond or a lake or a waterway that's completely still with no wind and throw a rock or a pebble in the water and watch it ripple out. Look at the beauty within and without. Look at nature. Look at everything around. Start looking at things and how incredible everything is around you, you know? Start taking notice of that. And how wonderful your life really is. And how perfect it is. You know? And this stuff can't touch you. And if you get good at it, you can break it all down like we are now and tear it all to pieces and even laugh at it. And it won't hurt you. You've got like a bulletproof vest on. You know what I mean? These people are fucking crazy. All of them. And that's their trip. It's not ours. We're going in a different direction completely. And that's wonderful. Feel that in your heart. And let that resonate. It's been great chatting with you guys tonight. And Thursday night, the 4th of August, I've got to do some washing and cleaning up and chores. That's the wonderful thing about having children. You know, it's just, it's taught me so much being a dad, you know, it's taught me so much. And, it's just wonderful being busy and being here with you guys and learning so much. I love doing the podcast. I love talking to all my guests. I'm learning so much every day, and we've got some great podcasts coming up. Great podcasts coming up. I think the best that we've done. And so I really look forward to this. Very interesting, incredible times that we are in. Really incredible. The best times. The best times. And you guys, you can send me through anything that you want. I will post anything that you want that you feel is important. Because if we put it out there and 100 people see it and one person goes and they can understand and they can break it all down, that's what we want. Because these bad things are happening to us. These weird things are happening. There's all sorts of stuff going on now. We are living in crazy times. And we've got to work our way out of this. Just look at it like you're in a game. Trying to get to the finish line. We're going to work our way through this, folks. We really are. It's really incredible. And I look at the daily news. And I look at these characters. And their money and their opulence and their castles and their sex games and their dildos and all this stuff that I've been talking about. I look at it and I just look at it and I shake my head and I say, thank God I'm not like that. Thank God that that person in the computer screen or on the TV or in those fake newspapers can display to me that warning. Adam, you're on the right path. Look at this. Do not go this way. Wrong way, go back. It's a great feeling, folks. As I said, I don't care if I end up on a park bench with a newspaper over the top of me. As long as I still think the way that I do and I have the freedom to do so, that's fine. I don't need their filth and their money. They can all go to hell, and that's where they're going to go. That's where they are anyway. I don't care. It doesn't bother me at all. But we continue to break down the matrix system around us. Yeah? And we learn from that to become better people. Don't forget, if we are projections of our true consciousness, then that is going to resonate back to who we really are. And in that way, we grow spiritually, right where we need to grow. And we that is the most important thing. Behind the scenes, we're growing. You know what I mean? Behind the curtain, we're growing. And we're moving forward. We're expanding. But out in this play of life, we're learning. And we're projecting that back. And we're making those frequencies that are going back to our true selves. We're making that a positive thing through positive experiences. Because it doesn't mean that we, just because we see something negative, it doesn't mean that we have to send that back as a negative thing. We break it down in our minds. They want to control our minds. We must never let that happen. We have to break it down in our minds. We break it down and we turn it into a positive because that comes through understanding. If you're just sitting there like a zombie and it's all going into your mind and you're not thinking about it, you're brain controlled. If you can critically break down what you're seeing in the media like we're doing now, boy, that is a special thing, and I'm happy to be here. Talk again soon, folks. Take care.